name of God, who creates us, redeems us, and gives us new life. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be with you all today. My name is Andrea Meissen. I serve on the bishop's staff as director of ministries. And one of the best parts of my job is that I get to work with churches that are in transition, which is what brings me and my family here this weekend. Yesterday, I met with your search committee. You'll hear more at coffee hour today. And today, we are delighted to worship with you. Thank you for your kind and generous welcome. Writer Mike McLeod tells the story of a priest in a large church in Florida who decided one year he was going to dramatize a reading for the congregation. It was an Acts of the Apostles reading, you actually would have heard this one last week, about the Holy Spirit. And the priest wanted to show the power of God in a spectacular manner. He had seen other things done to kind of bring a text alive, but he wanted to do something more. He wanted something that could capture the drama and the power of the Holy Spirit. He wanted his congregation, as best as he could create it, to feel like they were there. So, he took the engine out of one of those boats used in the Everglades. You know those big flat boats? They always make me think of crocodiles going down the waterways. He took what is essentially an airplane propeller attached to a gasoline engine, and he mounted it in the choir loft. Now, like many churches, different from this one, the choir loft was in the back. So just imagine if you had a second story back there where the organist sat with the choir and their beautiful voices would arc out over the congregation as they sang their music. The priest's idea was that when the congregation heard those words in the Acts verse, the wind generated by the propeller would blow out across the congregation when the story mentioned the Holy Spirit. I mean, wouldn't that just be phenomenal? So, on Saturday, the priest and the head usher gave it a dry run. And it was really noisy, but that seemed okay because the reading says it was really noisy. It worked really well. And it promised a stunning impact the next day. Well, the next day came. It was time for the readings, and the lecturer said, "And suddenly from the heaven there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind." And that exact moment, the head usher gave a pull of the engine's motor, and the engine coughed and howled to life. But on Sunday morning, things were a little different than they had been on Saturday afternoon. The choir members who were not there for the dry run were there on Sunday, and that sudden screaming gust of wind sent their sheet music and bulletins flying out over that congregation like huge pieces of confetti. Hairdos in the congregation came unglued and hair streamed forward from their faces toward the front of the church. The preacher's sermon notes, gone with the wind. A hairpiece flew to the altar like a furry guided missile. It was like in that play, Green Pastures, when the angel Gabriel looks down from heaven and says to the Lord, "Everything that was nailed down is coming loose." Nothing could be controlled. Nothing could be contained. It was mayhem. But you know what? God still showed up that day. The bread and the wine were still blessed. The people were still fed. The community was still sent in peace to love and serve the Lord. It was a bit messy, but God still showed up. Now the priest probably wondered, "Do I have a job?" But God still showed up. Little did that priest know that a message people would realize in retrospect is that even in the midst of great uncertainty, even when we don't know what's going to happen next, God will still be there. The God who loves us and delights in us will always show up. It's what an unsuspecting Florida congregation learned that Sunday morning. And it's what the gospel this Trinity Sunday morning promises. Here's where we are in Matthew for today's reading. This is the first time in which the disciples have appeared since they fled during Jesus' arrest. They've been hiding in fear, but now they've come out and they've showed up at the mountain Jesus had appointed for a post-resurrection rendezvous. They haven't seen him. They've come on the basis of what the women who were at the tomb told them. There they are, a whirlwind of emotion, unsure of the future. They are waiting to see, to hear, to hope against hope that indeed, in the midst of their own fear, that God is near. And of course, Jesus shows up. God shows up with a proclamation: you are to go out into this world, all over this world, share your love for me and my love for you, and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And the best part, and I am with you always. Not some of the time, not when I feel like it, not when you least expect it. The promise is always. When chaos ensues, when the unexpected hairpiece flies, when you aren't sure what's going to happen, or begin to wonder if really will everything be okay, Jesus says, I am with you always. It's a hefty promise, a life-giving promise. And it's a benchmark this day when we celebrate that mysterious God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit on this Trinity Sunday. God's promise always is to be with us. And I don't know about you, but for me, that is a promise to hold on to. No doubt those confused, frightened disciples held on to Jesus' promise for dear life. And then they went out into the world, and through the love of God, they changed it. With the promise that no matter what they encountered, God would be near. They shared that love, and nothing has ever been the same. I think about that Florida congregation, and in some ways, nothing was ever the same there either. Oh, the priest still has a job. They still celebrate church holidays, but without quite the same special effects. But God still showed up that day. In the midst of their own chaos, God was there. And they all got through it. And for many, it's actually now kind of a funny memory. Remember that harebrained scheme he came up with? What an adventure. Sometimes we plan and prepare for what is to come with excruciating detail and attention. We know exactly how it's going to go. And then it kind of goes sideways. And everything that was nailed down is coming up. We're not sure what will happen. Been there before? There's a great Yiddish saying, we plan, God laughs. Not a laughter of mockery. It's a laughter of the one who knows the futility of our thinking, that we can always plan and control the outcome and keep it all neat and tidy. That God loves us anyway. The laughter of the God who knows, even when it feels uncertain to us, that all will be well because we're not alone. This Trinity Sunday reminds us quite simply that the God who delights in creating us, the Genesis reading shows that with poetic beauty, that same God will see us through the most uncertain of times. When things feel like they might be coming loose, it's okay. And you know, that coming loose can be anything. For some of us here today, perhaps that coming loose is simply knowing that Peg is going to leave. Not today, not tomorrow, right? Right. Just checking. Okay. No, not today or tomorrow, but she's told us her retirement is near, and we're not quite sure what that's going to look like. We're planning. Search committee will tell you all about it. But we never know if what we plan is exactly what happens. And I have to be honest, I'm a little bit excited that Peg's retiring because she's sort of my secret weapon out here. And I'm really excited to deploy her to a bunch of other churches too, because she's really, really good. And you know that firsthand. But I also know that to have her talk about leaving a faith community or stepping back from her role, that that's an uncertain space. And that that can feel scary and chaotic and unsure. And it can feel like the things that have been nailed down pretty tightly are starting to come a little loose. And friends, that's where God's promises hold true. Not just for 11 disciples gathered on a mountainside. Not just for a church in Florida. But for us too, right here and now, the promise is real. So I invite you to hold on to it and to trust that God will still keep showing up right here and be with us on this journey every step of the way. A blessed Trinity Sunday to you. Our journey begins. Amen.